Hi, my name's Mandy Horton. I'm from New Zealand and my company is Pathways to the Light. I'm here today to talk to you about a modality, a healing modality, which is cellular memory. What we do is we store memories in the cells in our body, and those memories have emotion connected to them. So every experience we have has an emotional frequency connected to them. And what we do with the cells store the memory. The emotion creates a vibrational frequency which can create the same thing to continue in happening. So we repeat the same type of process or the same experience. Maybe different people playing it out for us, but it's the same type of feeling that we continually have. What I'd like to speak to you today about is about the disease or creation of cancer. And how we do that is through the emotional frequency, like I was saying, and the memories that we stored in the body. So with clients that I have and who have had or do have cancer, what we do is we assist you into the memory within the body that has created the cancer. So cancer for me is sort of like an eating away. So it's something that's sort of eating us away. And a lot of our experiences that we've had over life can do that. We run them over and over in our head, and we sort of tend to go back into it all the time. Well, that's the sort of thing that can create any type of illness and disease, basically. But today we're talking about cancer. Also, behind any type of illness and disease, there is also, and in particular cancer, there's a secondary gain. There's something and a reason in why we have this. So when we look at the reason behind it, so what we're doing is we're going to ask ourselves, what is it that I have today through cancer and this experience of this that I didn't have in my before that previously, that is a benefit to me because there's a benefit. You're benefiting from having this in some way. And I know that might sound a little crazy, but when you look into it, you'll be able to find you have a secondary gain in this. The other thing is, I'd like to give you some tips. So the way that we access the memory is we ask the cells in our body, because our body talks to us all the time, to reveal to us the memory or the experience that we're holding in the cells that has created this illness and disease. And what you do is you sit quietly, you go into type of meditative, it's just really silence, and eyes closed so that you're able to really sort of pay attention to what's happening in the body, because it's the body that's indicating to you where everything is and what's going on for you. Eyes open, we're sort of looking all around us and outside of ourselves. So internally we're closing eyes. And then what we're doing is we're asking, what is the memory that's created this cancer? And what you'll do is sit patiently, just wait very subtly. You might get an image of a memory or a reminder of a memory that you've had, an experience that you've had. Sometimes you may go back before this lifetime if you believe in reincarnation, which I do. It's been proven for me many times in my own body and many clients that I've had that we've gone back into some other lifetime, some other experience. It's all still an experience that you as a soul have had. So when we access the memory, we then it's often that we haven't been able to say what we need to say. So what we do is we imagine the people that are in front of involved in the memory, the experience, and we sit them in front of us. And we then say what we need to say to them. So it's an emptying out so that you're actually letting this go, because oftentimes we haven't said what we need to say. We keep running it over in our head, like I've said before. So that you can release this. Once you've released the emotional connection or the charge within the memory and the experience you've had, then you can, it also releases that from the body, which allows you then to be able to start renewing the cells within that, because the cells die when they hold a memory and the experience, they actually die off, which is the blood sends out a chemical which shuts down the receptors. So all the cells have little receptors, they're talking all the time, and the blood sends out a chemical which shuts down the receptors of the cells, and therefore the cell dies, it swings and flicks the memory into another cell, and so the process goes on. So you you have an area of dead cell, which is where we would create a cancer tumor or cancer in some way. So that's some little tips on how to get there, and how to do that for yourself. If you have any trouble with that in any way, you're very welcome to contact me. Thank you for your time and all the best with your healing.